Mobile. You, JKT Mobile.
Rick. KA3JCA, how do you like that electric vehicle?
Good morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Guys, yeah, the electric vehicle is great. I've got it in adaptive cruise and just chilling on into the office. I have my radio sort of installed. The gooseneck mouse wouldn't quite go into the people, but I've got the head unit just laying here next to me, and I didn't want to deal with Echo Link again today. How are you guys this morning?
Sir, go ahead, Ken. Good morning to you, sir. KA3JCA.
Good morning, Richard. Yep, doing well for a hump day. A little bit of rain down here.
I had to go and pick up my car in the rain this morning. I do have to park the electric car about half a mile away from my house to get the free charger. So I ran over there. I normally run in the mornings a few miles, but this morning I just ran over and picked up the car because it was raining.
So you just run it back and then just park it in the driveway, get cleaned up, ready for work and so forth like that, then hit the road, huh?
Way my routine goes in the morning, up at around 3:30, 4 o'clock, go for a quick run, shower, go get the car, come back, shower, get ready for work, and head out.
Sitting in there.
I'm still here. I just asked you, we just got her up. I'll be right back, guys. K3JCA.
I don't know what. I guess it's the rain or something, but the repeater's not coming in very strong for me. This morning, I'm all the way down. I'm almost exit 80 now, and I usually get it pretty good by now.
Almost like a double when you keyed up before, but I guess not.
Not leaving the repeater at all right now.
I think it has some issues when the weather's not very well.
Into the repeater, okay?
Good. I mean, I can understand you fine.
No receive. I can tell that when you're keying up, but I'm not getting any audio. I wonder if I have the same problem with my radio that Patrick had with the filters in the D710.
Tom in there. Is that you, Tom?
The repeater. I'm going to switch to Echo Link. Stand by. This is W2JKT.
EEFO. For HGX. Good morning, gentlemen.
KN4GFW.
Patrick, how y'all doing?
But it's still early. It's always good. Today Eve for me and Patrick.
And me. Oh. 40 hours in 4 days, and so far I'm on track.
Then I will be off Friday. That way we can just leave whenever to go to the beach.
For the weekend or all week?
Yeah, we're going down there for Halloween and coming back. So, plus I got to winterize the camper. That's the main thing, and then the Halloween is just part of it.
Cold enough down there to have to winterize it?
Not always, but I don't want to take a risk that it does, and then it ends up busting the pipe. You know, when it was 30 something up here, it was in the high 30s down there. So I just don't want to take a risk.
All right, W2JKT, I'm back on Echo Link.
Welcome back and good morning, Eric.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for the welcome back. I don't know what's going on, but I'm having trouble receiving the repeater on the radio in the car. I wonder if I have the same problem you have with the D710 filters not working right.
Not sure that's what mine is, but the receive on it is not good. But I found out my squelch was too high, and somehow it got bumped or something. I don't know. Anyway, it was too high, and that was one of the reasons it was cutting out. But it's still real scratchy on the 710.
I'm actually back on the RF side now. It seems like it's coming in a little better, so we'll give it a shot. Now that I'm south of exit 80, it should get pretty good here in a minute. But yeah, I need to bring this thing in and get it on the bench and see if these filters are all wonky on me.
Chair.
Actually got a had some rain, y'all. I was a little bit surprised when I woke up this morning.
Catching at 4 this morning.
30 to do my run, and I stepped outside the front door, and it was pouring down rain. So I had to go in and change and put on a long sleeve and stuff like that. And, you know, I was only going to run to, you know, I was supposed to run 5 miles this morning, but I ended up only running into town to get my car.
He's back.
Get Ms. Ashley up.
Good morning, Patrick. And I think it's Andrew that's out there, too. So, kid, I'm watching you and Patrick, or Eric, I'm sorry, you and Eric, travel down to... You guys are almost going to beat there on 3 or 85 there. So watching you on APRS. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Andrew, KO4CEF. Sorry about that there, kid. Kid and Eric.
Each other like ships in the night most mornings.
Yeah, I'm usually a little bit further ahead. I'm actually behind. I snoozed a few more times this morning, but... Yeah, if I'm on the road, usually I've got APRS going, at least, even if it's just on my phone.
I'm here at your speed at like 66 at 137 degrees from where I'm at, but it looks like Eric maybe stopped because it's not showing the speed now.
Yeah, for the speed.
Yep, it looks like, yeah, it looks like Andrew just turned on it. Okay, did I also hear Patrick in there? PO4HKX?
Good morning.
There. Well, I hope I caught everybody. So, I finally got my issue solved with the VA. They're actually finally sending me a new CPAP machine. And hopefully it'll be here tomorrow or the next day, but... lost my name or something because they had something happen with the original shipment, and she was so glad that I checked back in yesterday because now it turns out I get a brand new updated bottle for my CPAP machine.
Oh, glory, glory.
Hey, guys, I got to jump out and get some fuel here for a minute. I'll be back. KN4 TFW.
Glad you got that worked out. I know I know some other people who deal with the VA on a fairly routine basis, and it can definitely not be fun sometimes.
I'm going to talk with them and just see how they deal with it, because I've been battling them for like the last 2 weeks to the point where I'm trying to get my cardiologist or get my medicine for my cardiology, but they won't pay for anything until I see their cardiologist. And I can't see them until the 17th, so we're just playing ears. If I ended up in the ER for a while, I will.
You did a leg bone. Leg bone connects you to the backbone.
I would rather pay $20,000 for an ER visit than, have you see the wrong cardiologist.
That's the way the military is. I've been seeing my cardiologist for the last, since 2015, 2016. So I've been seeing him, but with my wife's not having the county job anymore, I have to revert my insurance back over to the VA.
Government cardiologist is going to second guess everything that your cardiologist has learned over the last 7 years of treating you, even though you've never seen them before.
I have copies of my records because I had that happen with, my sleep apnea, they tried to second guess it, but yet they're the ones who diagnosed it in Florida. When I moved up here, they tried to say I didn't have it. And I'm saying, you better pull the reports from the Orlando VA, and they did, so it finally got squared away.
My default answer to any new patient is there's nothing wrong with them, and we're not going to pay anything.
It sucked.
Things that I noticed, Eric, was the fact that they came out with that Community Act during the COVID to allow people to see local doctors and so forth. And I guess the latest report is saying that more VA veterans are using a different primary care physician under the Community Act more than they anticipated. So it's like the VA doctors don't really have a job much anymore. So it's almost like they're trying to rein everything back in. KA3JCA at all. Let somebody else pick it up there. I'm sorry, guys.
W2JKT. Yeah, it's just like employers trying to drag all the employees back into the office to justify the building expense. Hi.
Valley work from home. No, actually, I guess their mortgage company that she just went to work for is wanting them to work at the office. So we'll see how that goes.
Andrew, Patrick, you guys still around?
Back from getting fuel, and then I heard Patrick over on the 285K4TFW.
QSY over there?
Yeah, I'm headed that way. KN4TFW QSY.
QSY back in a second.